parts of the inside of an egg. You would call them the...
Yep.
Okay, what code would you say that is?
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell me about some different ways of preparing eggs that you know about?
You can scramble them and fry them and poach them and boil them. I guess that's all, I don't know.
All right, sounds good. Say if you had a lot of turnips or something like that, you cut the tops off of them, you might say that you're fixing yourself a mess of...
turnip greens.
Mm-hmm, okay. Or say if you're cooking some greens or collards or whatever, sometimes people boil a piece of meat along with them, you know, for taste. What do you call that piece of meat?
Fat, I guess. That's what I
thought. Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to it as fat back or sow belly or white meat or anything like that?
Mm-mm. I've heard fat back. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was.
Okay. All right. Say, what do you usually eat for breakfast?
Orange juice and toast. I don't like breakfast.
Yeah, okay. Well, say if a popular breakfast meat that a lot of people like, it's sliced and all that, that'd just be
bacon or ham.
Right. Or something that's kind of hot, comes in patties or
sausage.
Yeah, alrighty. If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon and not have it sliced, you'd say you bought yourself a whole
slab of bacon.
Mm-hmm. Alright. And that part of the bacon, maybe if you slice it yourself, it's kind of tough that you might want to cut off. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Would you call it the rind or skin? Or?
Could call you the rind. That sounds logical.
Okay, good enough. What would you call a man who sells meat? You say you bought your meat from the...
butcher.
All right. What would you say about meat that has been kept too long and it doesn't taste good anymore?
Spoiled.
Okay. What about butter that's like that? It's been kept too long. You don't want to eat it anymore.
I guess it's spoiled. I don't know.
Have you ever heard the word funky used that way? That butter's got a funky smell or a funky taste?
Mm-mm.
Does that word mean anything to you?
No. Well, I think of music or something like that. But I never heard it associated with butter.
How would you use it that way, say, for example, talking about music?
Well, just describing the beat of music or something.
You call it?
Oh, it has a funky beat. So.
Okay, whatever that is.
Yeah.
All right. Do you know what you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, have you ever heard of... souse or head cheese?
Oh, yeah, I have heard of hog's head cheese or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't know it was made from hog's head?
Yeah, I did, but I just forgot. I never have eaten any of it.
I think I did once when I didn't know anything. Do people around here ever make anything with a hog's liver, like, you know, grind it and cook it up, make something out of it, as far as you know?
No, I don't think so.
Like some kind of liver pudding or liver hash, something like that.
I never heard of that.
Okay, this is sad. This probably gross you out, but do you ever hear people around here making anything out of hog's blood?
Mm-mm.
Like blood pudding or something like that?
I've heard of blood pudding, but I don't think anybody around here. I think I read something about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Doesn't sound too palatable. Ever heard of something called scrapple?
Mm-mm.
Something to eat? Okay. What about thick sour milk that women used to keep around the kitchen? Some people, I understand, drank the stuff, and other people used it to make some kind of cheese out of.
I don't know.
You ever heard of clabber milk?